Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, it's time for the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment, of course, is so important. We need God's wisdom in our life. And of all the things that Solomon could have asked for, he could ask for money and different things. God, he asked for wisdom. He said, because you asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you that, but plus a whole bunch more. It's like, Lord, give me wisdom. Mm-hmm. Give me wisdom. Well, today's wisdom moment is coming from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. Proverbs 12, verse 18. It reads, reckless words pierce like a sword. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. That again, Proverbs 12, 11, or 12, 4, Proverbs 12, 18. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of a wise person or of the wise brings healing. You know, it's amazing how many people are not concerned with what they say. It is so amazing how many people are concerned, not even concerned with what they say. It's not only do they not consider how their words land, but it's almost like if other people and how it affects other people, it doesn't even cross their minds that your words can affect them. And I always stand amazed at those who, just like reckless drivers in cars, not concerned where or how he or she is driving, nor understanding the dangers of reckless driving can have towards others, do the very same thing by not applying the brakes on their mouth and the words and what they're saying. It's just amazing. Yeah, you know, what also never seems to amaze me are the very people that speak these words to others often are easily harmed by other people's words. Isn't that amazing how that works? Mm-hmm. Yet they say that 70% of communication is nonverbal, which is communication. It's something coming from us. But it's just as loud or louder, when you think about it, as someone's loose words or somebody's words being spoken. These folks have reckless looks that pierce like a sword or a shock or a confrontation, you know, in regards to, you know, what's happening in their community. It's just like recklessness. It's like, do you understand how powerful words are? Do you understand how powerful communication is, that, you know, God wrote down his word to us so that we can read it? And it's so powerful. It's life-giving word. Mm-hmm. Yet there are those who are careful with their words. They understand that there is life and death in what they say, just like Proverbs 18:21 tells us, and that their tongues have the ability to either bless or curse, like James 3:10 tells us. So they carefully sow their words in the hearts of others, making every attempt to be constructive and to build others up instead of tear them down. These folks know, as we're told by our Lord and Savior, that we'll have to give an account for every single idle word that we ever speak. Every word. Mm. Think about that. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Jesus tells us, for every single word, we'll have to give an account for what we're saying. And so they understand. They understand that, so if something is said that's not right, they tussle and they turn and they're easily convicted by the Holy Spirit, understanding that those words are powerful. I need to reconstruct those words. I need to go back and say them differently. I need to apologize or repent for them. And so many people have spoken so many words. They've never paused to clean the room up. They never paused to clean the community. They've never paused to fix that. And those death words and those cursed words just sit out there lingering over, you know, a 50-year-old man or a 30-year-old woman who was living with words spoken over them as a teenager, as a young man or a young woman, or parents having to suffer words spoken over them by their own children, not realizing children need to make those things right and undo those words. Think about it. Proverbs 12:18 for the wisdom moment today is, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise bring healing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.